Back to the Beat. Bulls Beat continues with Derek Sharp.
We'll be on the microphone for baseball all weekend long. We'll let you know about the opponent, the Rice Owls, and watching softball from afar, pulling for the ladies up in Greenville, North Carolina. Also can tell you that we'll, as we hinted on Wednesday's show, be keeping an eye wide open for new members of men's and women's basketball. Actually ran into Jose Fernandez yesterday. He looked like he's had a few weeks off. I know he's been hard at work, but not as hard as he usually is, and he is fired up about his team. Also, Amir Abdulrahim, you don't have to look far to see how he feels about his squad. His new mantra is, relax. I can't say it like him. And, of course, that is in reference to some Bulls fans maybe not being so relaxed because Chris Youngblood's now at Alabama and Zelda Miguel's now at Maryland, and Cason Pryor's in the transfer portal actually put his name into the NBA draft. But the Bulls have added some pieces, and the latest is Deontay Green, a very, very exciting-looking 6'9" sophomore that in his starting moments for the Seminoles last year showed out pretty well, can score around the basket. Of course, the Bulls looking for some additional interior scoring threats. Deontay Green is out of Asheville, North Carolina, goes 6'9", 210. On the women's basketball side of things, you might have to sit down for this one. You might be a little surprised to hear that the Bulls have added a player who's from Europe. Maybe being a little sarcastic there, can't wait to meet Reina Tomasica, who is a 5'11 shooter out of Latvia, and also a junior college transfer has been added. And I know the Bulls were getting some size, and maybe stay tuned for some more on this, but 6'4", junior college transfer Jennifer, with one N and two Fs, by the way. That is not a misspelling if you saw it on the USF women's basketball social media platforms. Jennifer, J-E-N-I-F-F-E-R, Silva, originally from Sao Paulo, Brazil, stands 6'4", so really looking forward to meeting her in person. As we saw with the women in Brooksville, I know that the golfers appreciate when fans come out to watch them play. With that in mind, hopefully you can make it out to the Pelican Golf Club in Bel Air, a beautiful area. If you've not been, well, then just go, trust me, at some point this weekend. The action begins each day at 8 a.m., one round each day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Men's American Athletic Conference Golf Tournament. And whereas we told you the women don't have to win the conference tournament to make the NCAA, we can give you their updated ranking, 34. If you're anywhere in the top 50, you're a sure thing. In the 50s, starts to get to the bubble, then low to mid-60s, you're sweating it out just a little bit. Well, what you look at on the men's side is a bunch of teams that are going to have to win the conference tournament. And fortunately for Steve Bradley's Bulls, not fortunately, they've arguably played the toughest schedule of any team at USF this year. They have earned their top 50 ranking. They sit, entering this one, at number 48. Top-ranked team out of the conference is SMU at 42. And then there is a drop-off to outside of that range I told you about. Charlotte at 73, which means two things. You'd have to imagine that the Bulls have as good a chance, if not better than anybody, of winning this thing, but also that you're going to have a lot of teams playing to extend their season. Should add up to some great drama. I'd love to be able to go over there, but I'll be with baseball this weekend. Actually, I might have one of the three baseball games off, trying to get Sunday off. So if you hear Peter DeFee on the call, now you know why. It's my anniversary weekend, celebrating 15 years of marriage to Jennifer Gregory, who is so patient with me and understands that, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings I'm doing stuff and she leaves me alone and understands that I have a game pretty much every night, it seems, this time of the year, actually starting with basketball season. So to be able to spend some time with her, kind of a priority. We actually have already enjoyed some stops Wednesday and Thursday in advance of anniversary weekend. It's a big weekend for baseball against a Rice team that has struggled to hit the ball this year. It's why they're in last place in the league, not just in conference standing, but overall standing. Their batting average as a team is .231, but they have had a lot of low-scoring games and won two of those last weekend against UAB for their first series victory. That puts them at 3-9 overall, while the Bulls, of course, are 7-5, third place behind UTSA and East Carolina. The Owls are 12-25 overall. They were 21-37 last year, but this is a proud program. If you didn't know, they won the national championship. They won the College World Series in 2003. They have been to the College World Series seven times in their history, 10 Supers, and starting in 1995 all the way up to 2017, folks, they went to the NCAA tournament every single year. 2017 is also their last trip, but it shows you what they expect there at Rice, and they don't expect last place, so they'll be ready to go against the Bulls this weekend. And we'll be on the air at 6:20 for tonight's first pitch. We'll also keep you fully informed on the other four series in the conference. First place, East Carolina hosts Wichita. Second place, UTSA is also at home against UAB. So you only have two newcomers against incumbents from the conference. The other is a few hours south of us with FAU hosting Tulane. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on softball. So our games are at 6:30 Friday, 2 o'clock Saturday, and 1 o'clock Sunday, while softball goes 5, 2, and then 11 a.m. So hopefully by the time we hit the air with baseball tonight, the softball team will be nearing a victory to start off its series against East Carolina in Greenville. Bulls have had a lot of success against the Pirates, but this year's Pirates team has been very interesting. Overall record, basically identical to the Bulls, but how they got there is different. Bulls are 30-16, 9-9 in the conference. East Carolina 30-15, 7-11 in the conference. So why are the Bulls 55th in the computers and East Carolina 87th? I think you can figure out the answer to that one. Schedule. East Carolina, unlike the Bulls, who played a bunch of ranked teams, and if not top 25, then teams that are in the top 50, according to the computers, most of the teams in the top 100, quite the opposite for the Pirates. They were actually 21-2 entering conference play, but they face no ranked teams. And if you look at the computers, NC State was the best team they faced. They're 62nd, and NC State run ruled the Pirates. So here they go in conference play, and they get swept. As we know, two good teams, North Texas and Wichita State, but six losses in a row. However, East Carolina followed that up with a series victory against Charlotte. That's when you realize the Pirates were regaining their confidence and indeed are pretty dangerous because they followed that up. And even though they dropped the series against FAU, FAU's in first place, and crazy first game where the Pirates were winning the whole way until East Carolina tied it with two in the bottom of the seventh, and an hour and a half or so later, the Pirates still win the game in extra innings. Now, they lost the next two, but were in both, 10-7, 6-5. Then they won their next four, including a home sweep of UTSA. Now, they've lost four of five. They played number three-ranked Duke and lost 10-1, but last weekend split two close ones with Tulsa before getting run-ruled, and then finally, just a couple days ago, actually tied a solid NC Wilmington team with two in the top of the seventh before losing it. So here's the thing you got to remember. If you look at their overall numbers, and again, going back to the whole strength of schedule thing, East Carolina is a 317 batting average team, which is really good. Conference games only, though, 247. Pitching, 317 team ERA, really good. But in conference games, it's a 467. So does any of that matter? I guess we'll find out. The Bulls going up against East Carolina now. They've got some legitimate bats. No matter how you slice it, leading the country in a category is legitimate. And Emma Jackson, a sophomore, spent her first season at Va Tech, is batting 424, quote-unquote, only 302 in conference games. But in league play, she's got six of her nine home runs and 17 of her conference-high 44 RBI. And, again, leads the nation in doubles with 22. They've got a transfer from Clemson who only had basically pinch hit appearances for the Tigers last year, missed all the previous season with injury. Morgan Johnson, what's she doing this year? She is clubbing 10 home runs while hitting 388. And they've got a very talented freshman leading their pitching staff with an 11-6 record and a 2.56 ERA with seven complete games. That is Taylor Apple. Peyton Dixon and Belle Sarja both coming off fantastic weeks. Belle Sarja, the no-brainer selection as pitcher of the week in the AAC. Also, Dania Brooks on the weekly honor roll for hitting well above 500 and also playing some incredible defense. It'll be the Bulls against the Pirates. Like I said, we'll keep a close eye on it. Don't worry, while we're doing the baseball games, we'll update you on what softball is up to. And follow me on social media at Derek Sharp, D-A-R-E-K-S-H-A-R-P. For updates throughout the course of the weekend. Cool stuff on GoUSFBulls.com about the USF sailing team. Hall of Famer Allison Jolly is the head coach, and they just came back from a third-place finish up in Jacksonville for the SESA Conference Championship, where they finished third out of six teams. and more top finishes hopefully in store this weekend with USF Track and Field at the Mount SAC Relays out in California. Always a great job on GoUSFBulls.com of posting not just exactly who's performing when, but also a link to the actual event schedule. And we'll have so much to recap for you on Monday's show. Hopefully a men's golf conference title. Hopefully some more good stuff from tennis and some series victories from baseball and softball. Let's aim for all of that. We love bringing it to you here on Bulls Beat. Wraps up the Friday show. I'm Derek Sharp.